Welcome, athlete, parent, and families. This is the Limitless Performance Podcast, the number one youth sports psychology and sports performance podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. This is your host, Coach Jack. Especially for the sports and youth world, this is content not offered anywhere else on the internet. This podcast will be centered around Limitless Performance's sports psychology curriculum, along with other aspects of our athletic training, basketball training, and volleyball training. Email us if you ever want us to make an episode on something you are specifically struggling with or to ask questions. If you're an athlete in any sport or a parent of a youth athlete in any sport, this podcast will be perfect for you. You don't experience anything without the mind. So what's more important than learning how to train it? Let's dive into it. What's up, Limit Breakers? Back at you with another episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. Today, we're going to go through one of the life-changing books that sent me down this path of learning more about the mind and discovering the deeper parts of ourselves. And it was by Bruce Lee, Be Like Water. This is one of the top recommendations I have for any young adult that goes through our sports psychology curriculum. And we're going to dive into all of it in this episode. Again, listeners, I'd like to reiterate that all of this does directly apply to sports. Even though I don't give sports examples sometimes, we don't experience anything without this guy up here, right? Our mind. So nothing is more important than taking care of it and learning how it applies to more than just sports. But it always has a direct correlation with what you do on the court. So if you don't use sports examples, do not think that this is not helping you. I promise you it does. It just goes to show you how learning about the mind applies to all areas that we care about in life, not just sports. So make sure you still find connections to sports, even though we don't always use those exact examples. I will get better at that, I promise. But I promise you, this all directly correlates with sports. And as always, if you have any questions, reach out to me. I want to become your friend and I want to help more people. Please share this podcast with your buddies if it's helped you in any way. And let's dive right into it.
And so Bruce Lee's daughter actually authored the book. But for those listeners that don't know who Bruce Lee was, he was a very famous actor and martial artist. But what a lot of people don't know, he was huge into mental training and how the mind is wired and how it affects everything we do. And it's actually one of the most influential books that I started with that kind of got me down this path of realizing how important mental training is and how much of a need it is right now today. And so that's kind of why I wanted it to be one of the first books that I talked about. And I actually have recommended this to some of my students. One of them right now that we have an individual is currently reading it. But essentially, the whole purpose of the book is very similar to the title. Okay, so we want to be like water. And so now what does that exactly mean? I'm going to explain it, and I'm also going to explain, you know, how do we practice it, but that's going to be much easier said than done. I'm still practicing how to learn and be like water. It's very, very difficult, but the concept you'll start to get right away. So essentially what being like water outlines, actually before I dive into that, I'm actually going to explain something that's very important to understand before I reiterate the main summary. So one question that I constantly ask myself all the time is, you know, why suffering? You know, what's the point of suffering? Why was something like this created to where every part of life is suffering? And the only conclusion that I can come to is that it's here to grow us. The whole purpose of this existence and the whole purpose of suffering would only be to learn, right? Suffering, losing, failure, adversity, that all has learning components in it. And it's up to us to find those learning components and, of course, grow ourselves so we get closer and closer to that best self. And closer to better character, better virtues, better values, and someone that can genuinely be selflessly helping other people. And so we need suffering to learn and grow. And that's the whole point. And that's why what being like water is how to navigate that suffering. We're not trying to completely get rid of suffering because we need that to learn and grow. And that's really the biggest thing to understand. We're changing the relationship we have with suffering. We're not completely getting rid of it because all negative emotions are needed, right? We need anxiety and fear to set us on a set of direction, right? We need you sometimes to care what other people think so it can maybe change the bad things that you might be doing to other people or talking bad about other people, gossiping, stuff like that. If we're not cognitive of that fear of what others think, then we might not change or reevaluate the path we're down in terms of communicating with people. So we need these negative emotions, right? There's a reason there's an opposite end of the spectrum. There's a reason we have happiness and there's a reason we have sadness. Okay, we need sadness to have happiness. So just remember that all negative emotions are needed, but the point of them is for you to learn and to grow. what Being Water is essentially outlining in this book is that life is a river, okay? And so the flow of life is constantly going in one direction, all right? And so a lot of us, though, love to swim against the current. So what that means is we're avoiding anything we don't like, okay? So the example would be suffering or sadness or anxiety or fear. And so what it means to be like water is to flow with both sides of the polarities. So what I mean is happiness is a polarity and sadness is a polarity, okay? We love to flow through happiness. We love to experience that. We love to, you know, have those feelings of joy, well-being, which is great. But if we resist sadness then, if we avoid that at all costs, that actually suppresses the opposite end of the spectrum, okay? So if you don't learn how to be sad, you can't learn how to be happy. If you don't learn how to be fearful, you can't learn how to be confident, get over that fear, be courageous, right? And so that's kind of what the flow of life is you swim with the current always. And so another way to put this into terms is you surrender to life, okay? And so you let life be in charge, and then you learn what to handle in the present moment. But running away, trying to avoid certain things, that's what's causing you to struggle, okay? An example could be waiting in line or being patient for something. Say we have a really long line and you're waiting to get something. You know, a lot of times that time feels really, really slow, and it's a lot of suffering because you really just don't want to be there. Okay. The reason you're suffering is because you want to be outside that moment. Okay. Not because of the moment itself. Isn't that weird? So because of your wanting to be outside of it. So for example, when we're sad, you're wanting to be away from it. You're wanting to avoid it. Your resistance towards it, okay, is actually what's making things worse. Okay. And that's actually what's making you sad for longer. So when people get in these really, really dark, sad times or these really, really anxious or fearful times, right, it's because they keep avoiding it. They're trying to avoid it at all costs. That makes it last longer. But when we learn to let it flow, okay, let it flow with the river of life, that's changing our relationship with both polarities, and it allows us to live with both of them much, much easier in a much more simple way and much more of a growth mindset in terms of taking away what this is trying to show me in life. Okay. And so that's the biggest thing to take away from this book is that the more you resist the negative ends of the polarities, okay, so like all the negative emotions I've talked about in this podcast, the more you're resisting the opposite end of the spectrum, okay? So when we're trying to avoid whatever it is we're currently in, we're swimming against the current. Swimming against the current is very, very difficult if you've ever done that before. It's much easier if you just turn the opposite way and accept the way things are right now and let it flow through you. Change your relationship with negative experiences because it's trying to show you something. It's trying to show you how to learn and how to grow. And that's what's going to build that best version of yourself. But just remember to swim with the flow of life. Life doesn't make mistakes, okay? It's trying to show you something. Let me repeat that. Life doesn't make mistakes. There's no such thing that wasn't supposed to happen in your life. And now, yes, this is a worldview. This is a belief. But that's the most benefiting belief to you, okay? If you don't think that everything happens for a reason or for the best version of you, you know, is the other belief going to help you? Is that going to make you a better person thinking that it didn't happen for a reason, right? Probably not. So you have to take that worldview to benefit yourself, okay, and to grow yourself. But this is what the book cover looks like, okay, Be Like Water. And just remember, we don't want to swim against the current of life. All negative emotions are needed. We just need to change our relationships with those negative emotions, how we relate to them, and how we live through them, okay? That's what needs to change, not the avoidance and resistance of it. So remember, we don't want to hold on too tightly to the things we love. We don't want to push away too tightly to the things we don't like, okay? And we want to step off that hamster wheel of getting what we want and pushing away what we don't want. We step off that and swim in the river of life, swim in that flow of life, and let those polarities flow, because you're going to be in those negative emotions a lot less, okay, if you let it flow and if you just look for what it's trying to show you. So remember, life is just a vehicle. Life is simply a curriculum to grow you. Okay, so what is life trying to show you right now? Get out a pen, get out a piece of paper, write down whatever you're struggling with right now and ask yourself why. And then ask yourself, what is it trying to show me? What in what way is this trying to grow me? Okay, and once you write that down, now you know what your new focus is for the week. Thanks for listening, gatekeepers. Just remember, don't swim against life's current. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. If you haven't yet, please leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever listening platform you're on. Compassion for others is a huge part of our curriculum. You can help so many more people by leaving us a review. Please contact Coach Jack at limitlessperformancewi.com.
to keep us updated on how your meditations are going, how this podcast has affected you, and what other topics on the mental side of the game that you or your child is struggling with, and we can make an episode about that. I really want to become friends with all the listeners so I can help families and students more deeply. So please get a hold of me. Check out Limitless Performance to get your own personal sessions today if you want a deeper dive into increasing your well-being that is personalized to what you struggle with most. Thank you so much, listeners. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.